It's a Tuesday morning. You know what that means. It's time for the Dial-A-Doc program here today as we head to FHN, and she's the cardiac services team leader. Diane Bardell is with us here again today. Hey, Diane, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. Of course, again, we talk this time of year because it's February, National Heart Month, and we talk about the cardiovascular system that includes more than just our hearts. What's included in that term, and why is it important to keep the whole cardiovascular system in mind when discussing heart health?
Well, the cardiovascular system consists of the heart and blood vessels that deliver oxygen and nutrients to the to the tissues and carries waste products to the organs responsible for elimination. The arteries carry blood from the heart to the rest of the body, and the veins carry blood back to the heart. So it's important that we take care of our whole body so that we can take care of our heart too.
Now, when you talk about coronary artery disease, tell us about that and what are its symptoms?
So it's a common term for the buildup of plaque in the heart's arteries that could lead to a heart attack. And some of the symptoms are an uncomfortable pressure or squeezing, fullness in the pain, or pain in the center of the chest. Typically, if it's the heart, it lasts more than a few minutes, or sometimes it'll go away when you rest, and then it comes back when you stress your heart again. It can be a discomfort in both arms, the neck, the jaw, the stomach, shortness of breath. There's several things that can be considered symptoms of heart problems. Nausea, sweating, lightheadedness. There's multiple symptoms.
Yeah, and we're talking to Diane Bardell, Cardiac Services Team Leader at FHN here today. February is National Heart Month, and we're talking about the coronary artery disease, and we're talking about the cardiovascular system. Diane, explain to us, what is a heart attack?
So a heart attack is when there's actual blockage of the artery that no blood is flowing through, and then you have a heart attack. So many times people will have symptoms that are leading to a heart attack, but you know, you can prevent having a heart attack if you get early treatment.
What are some of the important things that you should do if you think you are having a heart attack?
So the most important thing you can do is call 911. Time is of the essence. Get to the hospital and get help immediately.
And you should call 911. You shouldn't drive yourself, right?
No, you shouldn't. Occasionally we do have people do that, but you should call 911. Time is of the essence, and you should, you know, call 911 for sure.
What about, is it important, could you take an aspirin at home, that kind of thing?
You could take an aspirin at home. There are several studies that show that taking an aspirin can help prevent a heart attack, so that is a good idea. You know, you could take a baby aspirin, a couple baby aspirin, and chew them up. But yes, taking an aspirin is a good idea.
All right. I understand that maybe there's different symptoms for a heart attack relating to a heart attack for men and women. Tell me about that.
As with men, women's most common heart attack symptom is chest pain or discomfort, but women are sometimes more likely than men to experience some of the other common symptoms like shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, back or jaw pain. And women do tend to have a little more vague symptoms, so they don't come to the emergency room as quickly as men do because their symptoms are a little more vague.
What about, I've heard that oftentimes the first symptom of a heart attack is that it's death, but are heart attacks fatal, and can you recover from them?
So while heart disease is the number one killer of men and women, early treatment can save lives and prevent a heart attack. It's just getting in early and recognizing those symptoms.
What about, can someone help reduce their chances of developing coronary artery disease or having heart problems in general? Any advice on that?
Yes, we recommend annual checkups with your primary caregiver, being more active. Smoking is huge. I've been in cardiology for over 20 years, and smoking is just huge. Not smoking, managing your diabetes and your high blood pressure if you have it, eating a heart-healthy diet, a low-sodium diet, all of those can really help prevent heart disease.
We're talking to Diane Bardell. She's a cardiac services team leader at the Judy and Virgil Bacher Cardiovascular Center at FHN Memorial Hospital. Give us an idea, Diane, in terms of what types of treatments and procedures are commonly done there at the Cardiovascular Center.
So we do all testing of the heart. We do stress tests, angiograms, we do stents, angioplasty, pacemakers. We do peripheral angiograms. We do procedures for kidney problems. So, and we do echocardiograms. We do any type of testing for the heart.
And what about preventative tests and procedures that you offer? Tell us about that.
So we do stress tests to look for, you know, heart disease before someone's actually having a heart attack. And right now we're offering our heart special, which is a $139 heart test. It's a standard special that we offer for anyone who is not having heart problems. It's just a basic screening. So if you have heart disease already, this is not the test for you. It's someone who does not have heart problems.
All right, and so you can call by Thursday, February 28, to schedule these tests for the special price of $139, and you do have to complete the test by the end of May, but that's the during Heart Month, that's the special there. But you also have, you're actually going to be speaking as well coming up a week from tomorrow. Tell us about this.
That's true. I am going to talk about heart health with my coworker Laura Mack, and we are going to talk about heart health and ways that you can prevent heart disease, and we'll just go a little bit more in-depth about heart health.
All right, and tell us the location and when your talk's going to begin on next Wednesday.
And that will be at Burchard Hills from 5:30 to 6:30. It'll be in the lower level of Burchard Hills.
All right. Very good. If people want to arrange any elective cardiology procedures or maybe these preventative procedures that we're talking about here or any other tests at FHN, Diane, how could they do that?
So they should speak to their provider if it's something that needs an order. But if it's for our heart special, they can call 815-599-6860.
All right, Diane. Great to talk to you again. Great information. Appreciate it. Yep. Let's talk again soon, all right?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Diane Bardell here today, Cardiac Services Team Leader. It's Heart Month. And again, the $139 heart test and the preventative heart test. They've got the calcium scoring and CT heart scan, the standard walking treadmill stress test as well. Those tests are available. Special price, $139 for the month of February. And that's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today, preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.